You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one, just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/songexploder. Terms and conditions apply. I made an episode with Mitski in 2016, and since then, she's gone on tour with Lorde, and she sat in with the house band on Late Night with Stephen Colbert, and generally, everyone's fallen in love with her. And this month, she put out a new record that's getting praised everywhere, the New York Times, Pitchfork, The Guardian, everywhere. It's called Be the Cowboy, and it's great. So in honor of that new record, I wanted to go back to her episode from 2016 and re-listen to Mitski talking about her process. Here it is. Mitski's been making records since 2012. Her newest record, Puberty 2, came out in June 2016 and was critically acclaimed. Pitchfork gave it Best New Music status. Her music's also been featured in the TV show Adventure Time. In this episode, Mitski breaks down the song Your Best American Girl, along with her longtime collaborator, Patrick Hyland.
My name's Mitski. My full name is Mitski Miyawaki. I never grew up with musical instruments or with equipment to record. The way I learned to write was just writing things down on paper and hearing it in my head and kind of hoping for the best. And I don't work in a band, so I'm alone in my own head. So the lyrics and the vocal melody are king in my songs. They always come first.
If I could, I'd be your little spoon and kiss your fingers forevermore. But big spoon, you have so much to do and I have nothing ahead of.
The chorus came first. I was on a bed and I wrote down the words, "Your mother wouldn't approve of how my mother raised me, but I do, I think I do. And you're an all-American boy. I guess I couldn't help trying to be your best American girl."
Your mother wouldn't approve of how my mother raised me, but I do.
I was in love with somebody, but I just felt like our backgrounds or the places we come from or how we were raised were just so completely different, and it felt like something that couldn't be overcome by love. I grew up very nomadically. I grew up moving around a whole lot, and not just in the U.S., but abroad, and my mother is Japanese and my father's American. And so I never grew up with a sense of community. My sense of family is very different. I think I grew up more with a sense of everything will be lost at some point. Like, you have to prepare yourself to let go at all times, because I just kept moving so much. And I kept, you know, you can only say goodbye so many times before you start to like automatically prepare yourself for that. So my upbringing was just very, very different from the average Americans.
You're the sun, you've never seen the night, but you hear its song from the morning birds. Well, I'm not the moon, I'm not even a star, but awake at night I'll be singing to.
I wanted to be accepted by an environment or a family situation where, you know, people lived in the same place all their lives and knew the same people and know where they're from and know their place in the world. That was very foreign to me, and I didn't feel like I could learn how to be part of that. The next thing is the bass line. So it's not even the chords, it's just kind of the roots. And then I kind of build off of that. I picked up guitar in college, you know, so I just was too lazy to actually learn all the finger formations. And so what I do is actually just tune the guitar to a D major chord so that if you strum the guitar, just a D major chord immediately rings out. So I could just pick up the guitar and play simple chord progressions without thinking about it. I make things really loud in my headphones, and I think I was crouching over my guitar, so basically you can hear the click if you listen really closely. Patrick is really good at layering.
Hi, I'm Patrick Hyland, and I produced and recorded and played instruments on the song. Those synths that come in right before it hits, that was the most spontaneous thing in the song. Like, the song was pretty much mixed and almost totally done, and then I just thought the transition from the verse to the chorus was too abrupt, and so I thought to myself, how can I turn this awkward moment into its own event and make it a special thing? So with what the chords do there, this could sort of bloom into a big lush thing right before the whole song explodes. She sung that vocal, and then I'm manipulating the timbre. It's a formant shifter. I don't even think of it as a voice. I think of it as an instrument.
Don't wait for me. I can't come.
If you had to boil the song down to one moment, I would say it's when the first chorus hits, the intensity of that.
For most of my quote-unquote career of playing music and performing it, I've been doing it solo with either a piano or a guitar. So with literally just your voice and one instrument, your biggest asset is volume change. So from the beginning, like, I would use drastic changes in volume, changes in tone to keep the audience's interest and keep the music going. So those things kind of become your band members.
You're my mother.
This is a Hallmark card, but really, you always want what you can't have, and that all-American thing, like, from the day I was born, I could not enter that. How hard I tried, I could never enter that dream. That all-American white culture is something that is inherited instead of attained. And so, yes, it's a sad song, but I wanted to make sure that it reflected all of the contrasting feelings. Like, you can be heartbroken about a relationship, but also from it realize that you are you and you're okay with who you are, or you're okay about where you came from.
And now, here's Your Best American Girl by Mitski in its entirety. Visit songexploder.net to learn more about Mitski and her music, including a link to buy this song. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Hey, grown-ups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. It's bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes. The Cat in the Hat cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. Listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/Song Exploder. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or wherever you download podcasts. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening. Radiotopia.